Personally, we read their email, they're so on fire for the Lord, and then all of a sudden when they have circumstances come against them, they get defeated, they get discouraged, and they stop praying, they stop reading the Bible, they stop listening to praise music. They just go into neutral and say, well, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And all of a sudden, they have walked away from the Lord. They've walked away from God's plan and purpose in their life, and they're drifting, and they're depressed and oppressed and discouraged, defeated. They've stopped having a personal relationship with their Lord Jesus Christ. Show me your will and your way, and I will follow you. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth. You must stay connected to the Lord Jesus Christ every day, every week, for the rest of your life. Because what happens suddenly if you die in a car accident? What happens if you get a diagnosis and you are far from the Lord? In fact, you, a stander, have fallen into sin. You, a stander, have another adulterous relationship. You're committing adultery now while your spouse is committing adultery. What is happening? You have walked away from God's best, His will, His way for your life. But stop, repent, and go back to the Lord. Go back to the basics and get on your knees, repent, and cry out and say, Lord, forgive me. Give me another chance. Well, God is a God of second and third chances, and that's the praise. Right now, I pray this scripture comes alive to you, that you'll never forget Psalm 25. Now, let me interject what it says. First, there's teach. It says, show me your ways, O Lord. The way is the route, the course of action. Are you putting all your faith and hope in God to resurrect your hurting or dead marriage? Since 1996, we have been putting billboards up saying in big letters, there's hope. Above that, in smaller letters, God heals hurting marriages. And then beneath all of that, we put our website address. Have you lost your hope in God restoring your marriage? Have you lost your hope in salvation of your loved ones? Have you lost your hope in what God has for you to do for the rest of your life? Are you just existing? And what I am saying to you tonight is you need to wake up. You need to understand the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you've heard tonight, the powerful testimonies that we've had, that God is in the restoration business. He's in the miracle business. He is in the business of being with us each and every day, 24 hours a day, and He wants to be with you, guiding and directing you, showing you His will, His way for your life, showing you the path you're supposed to go on, and teaching you truths that we need to know through this word. And you know what? You can say, I don't want to pray. You can say, I don't want to read this. It's dry. It doesn't speak to me. But if you will get on your knees, or if you will just cry out and say, Lord, speak to me through the Word of God, it will come alive to you like never before. It will help you. It will guide you. It will direct you. And it will show you and will give you victory in the deepest.